is famous for its delicious fruit and vegetables, which are exported all over the world. The next time you go to a supermarket, you'll probably find some Chilean grapes, blueberries or tomatoes. Many locals come to markets like this one in Santiago to buy their produce. The problem is that when you walk past this market at the end of the day, you'll see piles and piles of produce thrown away and going to waste, which is why one group, called Olla Ravani, decided to do something about it. At the foothills of the Andes on the outskirts of Santiago, 42-year-old Amina Ivanes is in the kitchen cooking up a storm. So what have we got in the pan? You can hear it sizzling away.
We love garlic, so a lot of garlic, onions and peppers.
Smells delicious. And that is the base of what?
Of the tomato soup. Tomato soup.
The soup Amina is preparing is made using ingredients that would otherwise have been destined for the bin, and you can tell. In front of me, we've got a green bowl full of very red tomatoes. If you look a bit closer, some of them look like ones that you might not find in a supermarket because they're not completely perfect. And we've got courgettes, which are a little bit wrinkly, and some red peppers. But things that look to me like they're perfectly edible. Gee, you're laughing, you're moving the courgette about and it does look a bit wobbly. It looks like one of the ones that's been around for a while. Where have these come from and what are you doing with them?
The main thing comes from a free market in Ñuñoa that we have a very nice relationship like for 4 years, that every week we go to get all the things that they are going to throw, that they can't sell. So they give it to us, and then we recover and we get the best of it for the food. The things that we can't cook, we give to the chickens, or there are two very nice goats. Or at the end, we give it to the worms, because we have also worms and a rabbit.
As Amina mentioned, every week she and other volunteers collect or are given unwanted and often ugly fruit and vegetables from their local market. They transform the produce into edible meals to feed the homeless.
I think for us, the main thing is to give food to people that are hungry. I mean, if you come to Santiago de Chile, there are people with a lot of money and people that really have a very precarious life. So we try to cross the two lines, you know, because I mean, I can't eat in my house with my family a nice dinner thinking that there are people that are very hungry.
Eduardo is one of the helpers at Olla Ravani. Every Saturday, they go to the largest fruit and vegetable market in the center of Santiago, a place called La Vega. Here, they put huge vats of food on a table and ladle out lunch to the long queue of homeless people waiting for them.
We are serving up food to all the people standing here in line. Today, we have a salad, tomato soup, and a lentil and vegetable stew. Many of the volunteers here are Sufi Muslims, so for us, it's a form of spiritual and physical help. We give our food to people who really need it. These are homeless people who have no work, and life is hard for them.
When the project began 4 years ago, the group had just one saucepan. After word quickly spread, more and more people started coming. Today, La Olla Ravani initiate feeds around 200 people a week.
I live on the streets here in Santiago. This is a great project, and it really helps people like me. And the food is delicious.
My name is Carlos, and I also live on the streets. I heard about this through a friend, and it has helped me so much. It's the best food I get all week.
Back in the kitchen, volunteer Javiera Paris assists Amina with the cooking. As she stirs another batch of tomato soup, she tells me food waste in Chile just isn't a priority for people.
It's not a subject, you know, we're in Latin America. So here there are issues, there are like big issues, like, you know, poverty, health, education, and this is like, nah, you don't bother me, you know, this is going to waste and that's it.
Because this is not seen as a very important topic in Chile, there aren't many studies about just how much food has been wasted. But a recent survey showed that 95% of people asked admit to throwing food away. Mainly it's vegetables and bread that they've bought too much of and have forgotten about in the fridge. Javiera Paris was so inspired by the efforts of Loia Ravani that she set up another initiative called Recupera Lab, which aims to get people in Chile thinking about their own personal food waste.
The first big step, and for us it would be like a big issue, people to start talking about this and realizing they actually are we are all throwing away food, you know. And after that, stop throwing away and making some recovery, because you try to realize that there's people involved, there are resources involved, and we're throwing away the planet and work, and we're so disconnected right now that we treat tomatoes and anything like plastic.
And that, Javiera says, requires a cultural shift.
We don't eat together anymore. We're on the cell phones. We don't talk with our grandparents. So it's about, like, recovering cultural traditions or social traditions, you know, like my grandmother used to use everything and we don't know nothing about it. So it's like start talking again, eating together, talking about food, and it links people again, you know, like food for us is an excuse to make people realize we have to link again with our planet and heaven and people and everywhere, you know. If we don't make that connection, that's why we're throwing everything away.
Loia Ravani and Recupera Lab are part of a growing number of projects that are taking off in Chile. It might be early days, but this long, skinny country at the bottom of the world is starting to take food waste seriously. Jane Chambers, DW, Santiago.